Blog Talk Radio. Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome, everybody, to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we are going to have a great time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It is a Wednesday evening tonight, and it is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are really excited about everybody tuning in. We have a fun show tonight. We're doing something a little different. Of course, we're going to be doing our readings, our mini angel readings tonight, as we do each and every week, so feel free to give us a call. We've got lines open in the queue right now, and that number to call in if you'd like to have a mini angel reading is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And we'll try to get to as many people as we can in the queue tonight. And something even a little more exciting, because we were excited about this, weren't we? We downloaded some fun songs today.
We took a walk down memory lane.
Yeah, we did. We spent the last couple hours putting together different theme songs from different shows that we just loved growing up as kids, and we thought it might be kind of fun to put it on.
Well, hopefully
tonight.
We have people out there in our age bracket.
Right.
Because otherwise you're going to go, wow, never heard of that show.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, because that would be like kind of mine, right? And as always, our chat room is now open. The chat room's open, so please feel free if you have a question or you want to make a comment, or even if you want some advice, you can go to the chat room as well and ask a question, and we do try to read those out over the air. And then in addition to that, we're going to be talking a little bit tonight. We have an interesting little topic tonight, and that is the secrets that men keep from women and the secrets that women keep from men. And these were kind of interesting, and we're going to try and get through those tonight as well. So it's going to be a fun time. Jessica, how has your week been?
My week has been good. It's been good, actually. I took a couple vacation days, so I'm feeling refreshed. I'm not saying I'm tired. Isn't that crazy?
You know, it's really unusual, because usually on Wednesday nights, when we say, how you doing, you always say, I'm tired.
Well, and normally, you know, work is hectic, work is busy and stressful, but I have the day off today, and I have tomorrow off, so I'm feeling really energized.
See, that's really good. That's the way it should be. You should be able to feel energized, be happy, be healthy, and just enjoy yourself.
Right, and, you know, everybody needs vacation. And I was actually thinking about this morning. And I know Europeans take 3 weeks, a month off, just to, you know, go on vacation, travel with their families. And Americans have a habit of, you know, not taking enough. And
well, we don't. We work, and we don't take the time to enjoy ourselves. And, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, what are the things that we think we're supposed to have learned in this lifetime? And I think for me, one of the things that I needed to learn, and probably am still learning, is that I have to remember that, you know, the most important thing is my family.
Right.
There's nothing else more important than my family. I think, you know, and sometimes we spread ourselves too thin,
yes.
You know, trying to be everything to everyone. And,
right.
And ultimately, I think it's one of my lessons to learn, you know, I don't know what your lesson is to learn.
Honestly, I think I have a lot. I have a lot of lessons.
You're still working on those
what
lessons.
I've learned so far, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned to become independent,
yep.
And that's a life lesson for a lot of people.
Right, yeah.
You know, you end up, especially women, you know, you go from living at home with mom and dad to marrying young and being with your husband, and then suddenly you're forced, you know, oh, wow,
right.
I'm on my own. So.
And when we grew up, it was kind of expected of us to, our goal was to grow up, get married,
and have families, yeah.
That was it. That's,
right.
That's kind of what the thought process was, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just think that sometimes you reach a point where you realize that it, you know, maybe that wasn't a person's goal.
Well,
you know?
And now I think we teach our daughters to look, be independent, go to
yes.
college, have a career, make sure you can support yourself. Yes,
right.
You want to, you know, marry and have families, but you need to be able to support yourself first.
Right, because you don't ever want to get stuck in a situation where you're in a relationship because you need it financially.
Right, right.
And
is no reason to have a relationship.
But that wasn't impressed upon us when we were growing up,
no.
Remember? I know, it really wasn't. And I see, by the way, that Susie Q has signed into the chat room. She's our chat room mom. And so we're glad you're in there, Susie. Thank you, as always, for sitting in and kind of keeping everyone happy. We appreciate it. And you know what I'd like to do right now, because this is our special night of TV show themes, I'm going to play one TV show theme, and I'm assuming everyone's going to know what it is the second I play it.
Well,
but
you can have everybody in the chat room guess.
Yeah, well, this is not a very difficult one to guess. But you know what?
But you never know.
You never know.
You never
here
know.
We go. Okay, so here goes the first theme for the song tonight. Are you ready, everybody? Here we go.
All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in the world. It's the story of a man named Brady.
of course, and I think Sue got it. Susie Q.
Yes, she did.
The Brady Bunch. Very good. Yeah, that was the Brady Bunch. We grew up watching.
Even though they say the Brady Bunch right in the title.
I know, you know, but that's what I said. That was going to be one of the easier ones for tonight.
And I loved that show growing up.
Oh my gosh, I did too. I mean, I watched the very first episode and continued on. And you want to hear something really funny?
What's that?
And maybe this was just the way my mind works. So I'm curious to see what you thought of this. I always wondered what happened to the spouses of the. I mean, did they ever say what happened to Carol Brady and Mike Brady?
That's a good question. No, I don't think they ever talk. They don't really deal with that.
No, they never addressed the issue. And I always used to think to myself, I wonder what happened to them. And as a kid, that was the question. Did that ever enter your mind?
Yeah, I used to think, okay, you know, they should have been sad at the beginning of the show and, oh, they didn't have a dad, they didn't
right.
have a mom, you know.
So I made up my own version.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, that the Mike's wife and Carol's husband both worked at the same company and the plane crashed and they both died and they met at the funeral.
Well, that's a nice theory.
Because, you know, I have an active I don't like loose ends. You know, I want to tie everything up in a nice, neat way.
Well, let me tell you, the oldest boy on the show, his name was Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And what is my son's name?
Greg.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, so it really did make an impression on
him. He was
you.
So cute.
What's the most famous line from the Brady Bunch? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, Marsha.
Yeah, right? I mean, that was just the best. I love that. Okay, so got to bring something up that I just saw in the news, and I just thought it was hysterical. And before I do my first reading, I want to talk about this. This is not the first time we've seen this come up in the last, I would say, couple of weeks. I think that this is amazing, and I don't understand how this is happening, but it's a little scary. It says, what a nightmare. A South African man stirred from a 21-hour slumber. He found himself in a morgue fridge and screamed for help and later asked the undertakers who pulled him out, how did I get here?
Oh, my God.
Good question. After the man, whose identity has not been released, suffered an asthma attack, he was presumed dead by the family members, and a local undertaker in a rural village in the Eastern Cape, this is South Africa, clearly the man's extended shut eye was of the living variety, and as he awoke a full day later, he was on a corpse trolley. The morgue owner, Ayanda Mahalo, who had examined the corpse by checking for a pulse and searching for a heartbeat.
Yeah, checking not very well, apparently.
I was going to say, maybe he needs to get recertified on that, told Associated Press that there was nothing, no pulse, no heartbeat. The undead man was zipped up in a body bag and locked
goodness.
In a refrigerated compartment for one day before morgue staffers heard him shouting from his icy quarters. The staffers were so terrified and thought the voice was a ghost, and they all fled the building.
Well, can you imagine coming from what he was in one of the vaults, right?
Well, he was in one of the refrigerated vaults on the trolley, door
that
shut,
would be
closed,
scary.
Refrigerated unit, and in a body bag to boot, zipped up. Now, you
talk
imagine
about the
waking
most
up.
Terrifying.
He's lucky he didn't, you know,
have another
year.
Asthma attack.
Yeah, right, because, you know, I mean, it's just terrible. Anyway, after the workers returned and they called the police, and then they entered into the fridge with the police, they opened it up, and the grandfather was alive, even though he was shivering and shaken. He screamed for help and made an almighty a din in the morgue, which is a loud noise. So the man was treated for hypothermia and dehydration in a nearby hospital, and later deemed stable to go home. And he's recovering from this bizarre and traumatic experience.
That is so crazy. How does that happen?
That is, and Kaholo, Serge, the undertaker, he urged South Africans not to conclude on their own that a relative has passed. He said, because you begin to ask yourself how many other people have died like that in a morgue. That is a very good question. All I'm going to say is that's scary.
Yes, that is.
That
so,
is,
I mean, don't they have to go through a series of tests just to make sure they're dead?
Well, it's a question now that I'm going to ask. I actually have a client who is in the business, so to speak, and I'm going to send her an email in the morning because now it's really got me questioning, you know, what do they do? Now, I know other countries and, you know, do other things, and I probably think certain religions, maybe the bodies are prepared a certain way.
Well, this is okay. This man dies. They go to the morgue, mm-hmm. and that's the in-between before they're taken to a funeral home or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So they are just stored there. So somebody should check their vital signs, you know, use a stethoscope.
Well, supposedly they did check his vital signs, and apparently not very well. You know, who knows? All I know is God bless him. And
wow.
And they say he was only approximately between the age of 50 and 60.
Oh.
So even more amazing, don't you think?
Unbelievable.
Really, just amazing. So go figure. You can't win.
There are so many weird things that happen in this world.
I think that was amazing. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take our first caller now. It looks like her name is Robin. Do I have Robin?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hi. I'm
Where
great.
Are you calling from?
I'm calling from Venice, California.
Oh, fantastic. California. How's the weather out there right now?
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. You know, most of the country is in this horrible heat wave right now. And California is one of the states that's quite comfortable, you know?
I know, and it's hard not to feel guilty, but I'm just enjoying it. The breeze, the ocean breeze is amazing.
Good for you.
I don't want to brag too much.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Well, how can I help you tonight?
I'm just curious in general about the direction that my career is going in or any steps that I need to take to help it in the right direction.
Okay, let me take a look here and see what I see. It's the first thing I'm going to tell you is that you're in a career that you enjoy. You're in a career that you wanted to be in.
Mm-hmm.
I also see that the one thing, did you, and I don't know why I'm seeing this, did you go back to school or are you getting your certified? Yeah, okay, that's why
mm-hmm.
that's showing me that. And the other thing that I think is really great is that you are known to speak the truth. Is this correct?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't hold back, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. That's going to serve you well. Okay.
Okay.
The thing that I'm going to tell you is I do see steady growth with this job, but I'm going to tell you something else that I see. Don't worry, because this is the thing I want you to know. I want you to reach a point where you're completely at peace and not worried about what's coming next. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I'm seeing that you stress about that just a little bit. You want to make sure you're doing everything you can to move ahead. And you kind of tend to run over things again and again in your mind to make sure that you're on target and on task, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I see this. And so what I'm going to tell you is I see that probably between 6 and 8 months from now, and I don't know why that's the time frame, but it is, between 6 and 8 months from now, I see that there's going to be just a general relaxing of your anxiety towards the position you're in. I think it's going to come with it's going to come because of a result, I believe, of you being commended, kind of like a big old pat on the back. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I'm seeing, and again, correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm seeing that your job does not allow you to get a lot of commendation. I mean, you get it, but it's not as much as you probably should be getting, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of like when you do get it, it means a whole lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's going to put you in a more peaceful situation, and you'll be a lot happier. So like I said, 6 to 8 months, I do see continued growth in that career field. And I see things are going to go really very, very well for you, okay? I'm going to ask a silly question. I have no idea why I'm being asked this. Mountains. What does mountains have to do with anything?
Mountains?
Yes.
Well, I've had a lot of offers recently to do yoga retreats.
Uh-huh.
Like to go out, you know, like into natural areas and take people out and do, retreats with them.
I'm going to tell you this is a good thing because they kept telling me mountains, mountains, ask her about the mountains. This is what you're supposed to be doing. It's the direction you're supposed to be going in. I'm not saying it's a full-time thing, but what I'm telling you is it's something you should be taking advantage of.
Okay.
Okay, if there's some way you can include it, it would be wonderful because I'm being told that's the direction you're supposed to go. That's why they showed it to me, and that's why they wanted me to mention it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Has this been helpful?
That sounds great. Yeah, it is helpful. That's why I called, is just because I do always, you know, go around like, okay, am I doing everything that I need to be doing? Because I work for myself, but I work with people. And, you know, when you're self-employed, you want to make sure that everything is going smoothly because you're the one that's in charge of everything, you know. So,
and that's why, yes, I get it now. That's why the pat on the back is hard to get. But that's why they're showing me between 6 and 8 months from now, there's going to be some kind of noticeable congratulation, something where it's just that it's so, you know, you're going to be commended for something that you've done. It's going to be recognized. Somehow you will be recognized. And that's why I'm saying to you, that's when you're really just going to, you're going to be able to click it into the correct gear, and you're not going to overthink yourself so much.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that, and I'm working on it now, actually, so I'll be glad when I get the hang of it.
Amen. Very, very good. I love that, and definitely do the retreats in the mountains. I think it's a fabulous, fabulous idea.
Oh, great. I'll definitely look out for that, the mountains. Okay. Thank you
very much.
Good.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin. Thank you so much for calling in, and how did you hear about us?
I think I was doing a search on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah,
and
good.
I saw your show, yeah.
Wonderful.
I
well, I'm glad
show,
you
yeah.
came. I hope you come back and listen again, and always feel free to call in. So thanks again, and enjoy your good weather, okay?
Thanks a lot. Bye.
You're welcome. You take care now. Bye-bye.
You
God
too.
Bless. That's great,
yeah.
So the mountains is the way for her to go, though, because that's what I was being shown.
Well,
mountains,
awesome.
Yeah.
And doing retreats with yoga.
Oh, how
I would
people.
Love that. In California?
Oh, I know.
What a job.
I'm so much, you know, I love the woods. I love walking through the woods, and it's kind of funny because a lot of women like the beach. You're a beach person.
I'm a beach person, yeah.
And, you know, I do hypnosis, and a lot of times when we're doing what we call the induction and we're getting people more relaxed, more calm, there's nothing better than envisioning that I'm walking down a trail and all the things and wonderful things that I see. But for a lot of women, it's beach.
Yeah, that beach is that whole relaxing, peace,
calm
thing, yeah.
It is.
And
it
when
is.
I go to the beach, I mean, I go there, and it just makes me feel better about life.
I love coming over the causeway and seeing that aqua blue ocean. It just fills my heart with joy. But at the same time, I got a picture from one of my Facebook friends. And by the way, if anybody wants to join my Facebook, definitely go on there. I'd love to see you on there. You'll get updates then regularly about the show. And you could do that by my name on Facebook is Ginny, G-I-N-N-Y, Counselor, just like Counselor. And send a friend request, and I'd be happy to click in. But she had posted on Facebook a picture of this, like, hammock bed. It's a bed hanging between this canopy of trees in the forest. And it just looked like the place I would want to spend several hours resting, reading, and not moving for about 8 hours.
Wouldn't
I would
that
love
be great?
That. I think that would be the most peaceful thing. Yeah, it looked pretty awesome. I really like it. Okay, well, we're at that point right now where I absolutely positively going to have to play another one of these because I want to see if you know what show this came from because it's just too much fun. I've got to do it. So here we go. Give a listen.
Yeah.
Okay, back with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
That was a hard one.
Okay, now...
Susie got the Eddie part of it.
Yeah, and the name of that show was...
Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Oh, yes, it was, The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
And that's an oldie.
And that was another one where the mother had passed away.
Right.
She had
now,
died.
Who was the star in that show?
Bill Bixby.
Yep.
Bill Bixby, and he also was on The Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
But he wasn't the Hulk. Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk.
Well, I don't think
how
Bill Bixby.
How do I remember that? I don't even know how I know that. Because I was.
But
I never
you know what's funny?
Hulk.
And we were talking about this earlier, how, you know, you can forget what you had for lunch yesterday. But
yeah.
The words
yeah.
and the music and songs just seem to stick in your brain forever.
They, you know what, for the same reason that we embrace traditions in our lives, we embrace TV shows because it's part of our ritual, becomes part of our tradition, which is why a lot of people across the United States, when Johnny Carson retired, had trouble sleeping because it was after the news, Johnny Carson came on for 20-some-odd years, and they would fall asleep listening to the Johnny Carson Tonight Show.
That's true.
And suddenly that ritual changed. And a lot of people across the country had trouble sleeping.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's
And, you know, once Johnny Carson went off, I mean, I watched Jay Leno, but never faithfully.
My husband loves Jay Leno. To me, no one can replace Johnny Carson.
Right.
He had an elegance about him
yep.
that is irreplaceable. Plus, he's old Hollywood, you know, and he was gracious, and I really adored him, and I adored one of the final shows with Bette Midler when she sang to him.
Oh, yeah.
It just cheered me up. It was really neat. Hey, listen, we've got a few more lines open, so give us a call at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. We'd love to take a call from you because we want to be able to help you. We'll do a mini reading and we'll see what we can help you with tonight. Now, this one is for Jessica.
Bye.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with Jessica. And
that's not one of my favorite songs.
You know, I know. I realized it when I hit it.
You started playing and I'm like, wow, that's not one of my favorite songs.
It's not easy to do the buttons and to do
true.
The talking and, you know, chew
gum. You are
gum
multi-talented.
I am not. I cannot multitask. That's a fact. Well, again, everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. We're talking about the secrets. I don't want to say secrets, but it is kind of secrets. I have to say secrets that men keep from women and the secrets that women keep from men, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. And we're also taking some calls for mini angel readings at 323-679-0882. And, of course, I have to say if you ever want to get into our email drawing for our weekly drawing, we pull an email every week, and we will then contact you the next day and let you have a free 30-minute reading privately, not on air. You can contact me at drjenny.com. That's the website, www.drjenny.com, and click the Contact Me page and send us your email, and you'll get entered into the drawing. Now, I saw something that was really interesting. Teresa Brown is a reporter, and she's done a lot of work back in the 1990s in Afghanistan. And she's done a lot of reports and stories about the hostility that she spotted regarding how women have to, you know, adhere to certain practices. And one of those was to walk 4 paces behind their husbands. And so when Teresa returned to Kabul in 2011, she noted that with a lot of regret that the women were still walking behind their husbands, you know.
Which is mind-blowing.
And she was thinking about, like, why is this? Why, despite the establishment of women's rights, why were wives still pacing behind their husbands by at least 4 steps? So she fell into a conversation with one of the Afghani women, and she asked, why are you so happy with an old custom that you once tried so hard to desperately change? And the woman looked the reporter straight in the eye and without hesitation said, landmines. I thought that was
There's some clever women.
That's a woman who knows how to think. I love that. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take another caller, and her name is, I believe, Nadia. Is this Nadia?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. A lot better. I don't know if you remember me. From Toronto, but I'm in California.
Yeah, I think I do. I thought you were in Canada, no?
Yeah, but remember I was kind of thinking about coming out to California, and I just kind of did it.
You did?
I just moved. Not really moved, I'm visiting kind of for a little while.
Okay, so you're visiting and checking it out and seeing the possibilities, correct?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, congratulations, because that was a brave move, wasn't it?
Yeah, scary, but...
I know. Now, are you pursuing... I know when we had spoken, you were considering pursuing singing, correct?
Yes.
And are you?
So much. I kind of... There was a lot going on.
Okay.
Where I kind of... It's yes and no still. But
okay.
I'm doing it more out here than I was in Toronto, for sure.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense. Well, how can I help you tonight?
Well, I had a question about, of course, I don't know if you remember my love life. I came out here and I met somebody recently but briefly, and I just wanted to know, like, was there a purpose for this relationship? It was kind of one of those things where we met and I thought we connected, and then suddenly I don't hear from him again. I don't know if it's like an LA thing or whatever, but
okay.
I just kind of want to know. It was rocking my brain.
Okay, so I see a guy with a T in his name. Is this the one we're talking about?
With a T?
No.
I don't think so. I don't.
That's good.
I don't know a lot about him. So.
But you do know his name.
It might not even been his real name. it's one of those odd. You know, it's really odd. I don't know.
Well,
I'm
going
to
tell you 2 things. First of all, I do see a guy coming your way with a T. T as in Tom in the beginning of his name. T. The letter T. But... I want to say this to you, just on basic principle. If you're not sure a person's given you their real name, there's a good chance you haven't connected as well as you think.
I know.
Am I right?
Oh, for sure. It's just things that make sense after. Do you know what I mean? It was like
we
met, and it was like fast, and then it was like, wait, he's not from here. He says he wasn't from here, which I believe. And then he had to go back, which he told me before, but it was just like hot and then really cold.
Right. Okay, so you want to know if there's a, if there's something that's going to continue with that relationship, or is that
Of like what was the whole purpose? Because I had, when I say kept myself, if you remember like from my previous really bad relationship, I said I wasn't going to meet anybody and I was just going to, you know,
kind of
do my life, you know?
Right.
And I didn't, and then it's like I meet this person, I'm like, you know?
And
what's the point of that? And it hurts, you know?
It does, but I think that it meant, and you know, I'm nothing if not honest. I think that it meant more for you than it did for him. And you know how sometimes something burns really bright and then burns out?
Yeah.
I think for him, what I'm detecting is there is interest on his part, but he doesn't see how it could even be feasible that you could have a long-term relationship. So I think he is thinking to put it on a back burner, okay? That doesn't mean you'll never hear from him again.
Yeah.
Okay, but what it means is that for now he's putting it on the back burner.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't want you to take that as you, I don't want you to be hurt because of what's happened. I want you to realize that the road that you're taking now, okay, has to be focused on you. Do not focus it on another person. Did you have a good time when you were with him?
Yes.
Did you enjoy yourself?
And I did. At first, I did.
Okay, clarify that.
I don't even know if I can say from the radio, but under the circumstances, yes, I did, and then I didn't, because I think of his beliefs a little bit spiritually. I was kind of like, oh, he needs help. Like, not, he doesn't need, I shouldn't say that, because I'm kind of the same way, but he was just, seemed like he was in a darker place a little bit.
Okay. What were you saying? Guilt? There was guilt involved?
No, not guilt. I mean, he was like in a darker place spiritually where he didn't believe, like, you know, and I kind of thought like, ooh, it was a little scary for me.
Okay. So now when you've had a little time to think and you step back from it, you realize that although it was maybe exciting in the beginning, long-term, when you have a chance to step away, take a deep breath, and really evaluate it, maybe more red flags, right?
More red flags or less?
More.
More, yeah.
Yeah, more, there's more. I mean, there should be more, okay? There should be more. And that's kind of what I want you to recognize, is that this should have brought up some red flags for you, because you have to be very careful not to get over emotionally attached to a relationship that starts way too quickly and it almost kind of takes on this huge energy, because you know that's not how it works. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when a relationship suddenly is taking off and it's like all of a sudden, bam, right out of the starting gate, that's not normal. Okay, that's not the way a healthy, normal relationship progresses. Now, you know, I'm not saying that you can't really be attracted to each other, but when it burned really bright, and you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like someone slammed on the brakes. And so that's usually your first clue. If it's burning that fast, and he has, when somebody's in that quick of a rush, I don't know how to say this on air.
I know what you mean.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
I know what you mean.
So that's what I'm trying to say is you got to be really careful with that. And again, you had a good time, right?
I did. So should I just like forget forever and like delete?
What I'm going to say is, don't live for forever. Live for the day. You lived for the day. You had a good time. Now you've got some space between you, and your head's kind of cleared up a little. You know that rush of romance is gone a little bit, because you love the rush of romance. You know that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of backed off now. So now when you look at it more clearly, you're realizing he wasn't really in a good place, and maybe
no.
Wasn't maybe the best long-term type relationship for you to get into. So, yeah, what I'm saying is keep living for today, but remember, you know, if you're looking for long term, you always have to keep in mind things that burn so bright so fast probably aren't going to go long term. And you know that.
Yeah, I do.
But it doesn't make it a bad thing. You enjoyed yourself, he enjoyed himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I know that you want more out of a relationship, and I understand that, but you also have to remember, everybody loves that first rush of romance in a new relationship. You know, we all love that, you know, that just wonderful feeling that when you're with them and it's all so exciting and kind of mysterious at the same time. But nobody's long-term relationship maintains that, okay? I'm not saying that you don't maintain the respect and the love and the interest. I'm just saying that part that burns so bright, you know, it's not possible to keep that intensity up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I do see, I gave you his initial, coming your way. I believe I said it was the letter T, as in...
T?
Mm-hmm.
T, okay.
Okay?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was nice to hear from you, okay?
Okay,
you take
you
care,
too.
And good things are coming, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear from her. She was in Canada the last time I spoke with her, probably almost a year ago, I think.
Wow.
Good for her. I'm glad she's in California because
yeah.
That's a goal that she had. And even if she's just testing the water out there, that's a very, very, very good thing. I'm very happy to hear that. That's great. Okay, continuing on, because I'm such a child and I want to do this. We're having fun with this, right? So, okay, so you get to
Well, a lot of these, I think, people haven't heard in so long.
I know, and I want people in the chat room and people at home, I am going to play this theme song, and I want you to yell out where it's from, okay? This is one of my favorite ones. I used to watch this when I got home from school every day.
Aww.
Ready? Here we go. Okay, so if you didn't
Can I
know,
guess? Can I guess?
Because all they ever said was Batman, and you are correct, yeah.
That was one of my favorite shows, too.
That was such a campy show, wasn't
it? Was
it?
A campy show, and then walking up the side of the building.
I know. It was, like, so cool, you know. I loved it. I just thought it was great, and I think it's cool. It still makes me giggle when I hear these. Isn't it so funny? Like, you were just saying a minute ago, you know, you can't remember what you had for lunch. But yet you can remember when you hear theme songs, it just takes you to a
place. Oh, it brings
place.
All those memories back,
doesn't
yeah.
it? And whether they were good memories or bad memories, it doesn't matter. You immediately connect
right.
with them, you know. I remember, like, with the courtship of Eddie's father, like I said, it was, you know, it was kind of a sadness. And because I always felt sorry that his mommy was dead,
aww.
You know. And so that was when I heard
and
that.
And I don't really remember thinking about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because I was always...
Who well,
I
you
am.
Were very compassionate
yeah,
and looking, and I was just thinking, wow, that boy's cute.
Well, okay, and this is what's so sad. I could never understand why Eddie's father didn't date the maid. Remember?
That's true. I think I remember thinking that, too.
Yeah, I mean, didn't they at one point?
You know, that show is not as clear to me as some of the others.
You know, that's probably...
But I don't think that was on for very long, was it?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
And that was one of those shows that kind of came and went.
Yes.
Because he kind of moved on to The Incredible Hulk, which was a lot more popular.
Yes. But that was such an odd show to me. I thought he must have had the most tremendous clothing bill because he kept tearing all his clothes. I didn't understand it.
Leave it up to you to think about the clothing bill.
Well, Right, yeah, you know, it just didn't make sense. All right, so secrets men keep from women. Here's one that I really kind of liked, okay? Now, these were put together by a psychotherapist, and these are some of the things that they call as guy psych. Every man's different, and, you know, of course, no one man fits all. But, oh, that sounds odd, but you know what I mean.
One man fits all. Sounds like a glove.
I know. I'm just going to just leave that alone a minute. But what I mean to say is, you know, every man is different. No one falls into the same peg, right? Okay, or hole. Okay.
You're just digging yourself deeper and deeper.
Okay, so what I really want to say is nothing about that. When a man says those three little words, I love you, it could be the most complex thing in the English language. Some men will prematurely pull the trigger on the L word. They say in a recent study of personality and social psychology that they found that guys tend to say I love you first, often driven by the idea that their partner will be more likely to sleep with them. And what they're saying is, how can you tell or know for sure if he truly loves you or not? And the answer is, actions may be the truest indicator of his feelings, more than any other passion-fueled words of I love you. The true test is if he treats you with care, you know, with caring. He's caring and with respect,
right,
and compassion. That's a truer sign. So what he does and not what he says is a truer sign of whether or not.
And I agree with that.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting? And another one is, they say that men have a harder time picking up on the subtle relationship cues. And because of this, men may not be aware of the point in which your bond has moved to like a higher expectation or commitment level. And a lot of guys will get anxious about becoming attached. Even if they seem to enjoy the relationship, men often will do what they call a rubber band or withdraw or pull back if they feel like the relationship has moved beyond what they consider is their comfort zone. So what they're saying is, take it slowly, pace yourself, but don't start talking about commitment right away because, again, actions speak louder than words. It's talking about it sometimes that scares
freaks
the heck out of the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really freaks them out. So that's another
thing.
Freaks
me out, too.
Yeah, and so it doesn't mean that, well, yeah, right, commitment does. Commitment can be a very scary thing. When you're comfortable in your bubble, in your life, and everything's going well, to introduce another human being into that relationship, and then knowing that they're going to have their own wants and needs and expectations, you know, do you have room for it, and do people want to make room for
it?
That's always a question people have to ask when they start dating, and they should know in advance what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're not looking for a committed relationship long term, that needs to be expressed in the beginning.
Well, right.
You know?
Instead of getting involved and falling in love with that person and realize that they don't really want to go to that next level.
Exactly. And I think almost every female has that dream, if they're not in a committed long-term relationship, of being in one at some point in time, of it ending in marriage.
Right.
You know? And I think that if you're in a relationship with a man and you tell them at some point in time down the road, not today, not tomorrow, not next month, but at some point down the road you would like to end up getting married, that will not scare him away. But if you start bringing it up a lot early on in the relationship and everything's going great, that sometimes can cause a man to do what they call rubber band or rebound and go in the opposite because they get scared, you know, and just the talk about it makes them feel like maybe they're getting backed into a corner. So that's something people
Well,
have
and
to
I can
be.
Understand that. You want to take it slow and let it progress and not get into all that serious stuff.
Right, exactly. And so that leads us to the next thing, which is, I don't even know if I want to mention this, but
what?
It was part of the survey, performance jitters.
Ooh.
Okay, performance jitters. It says, do men think about sex a lot? And this is one of the secrets they keep.
Well,
they
I think
keep.
We know the answer to that question.
Sure they do. Of course they do, okay? But their fears of sexual inadequacy may be just as frequent. If a man has had an unsuccessful go at intimacy, okay, which happens, you know, whether because of stress or maybe medication or an illness, or maybe just, you know, overtired, or alcohol can cause it, you know, this could cause an anxiety stockpile, so to speak, and it can lead to sexual dysfunction. So when they start thinking about it too much, they're thinking about sex, but they're thinking about that last failed attempt, and the fear of it happening again becomes just the most overwhelming thought in their head, which, of course, we know what it will lead to. And there are a lot of men out there, believe it or not, that are so afraid of having being inadequate that it will lead to sexual dysfunction. And they'll actually avoid sex rather than talk honestly about their fears with their partner. And this can harm both the sexual health of the relationship and the emotional health of a relationship. So if there's a problem in that area, it's generally good to talk about it. Talk about it up front and communicate. And, you know, if your partner seems to be having a problem with that, it's a good idea to sit down and try to get
it out. And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
discuss it.
Because open communication on any subject in a relationship is always a winner. It's always a win-win situation. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do now because I see our queue is getting busy. I'm going to go ahead and take another live caller. It looks like we've got Tina on the line. Hi, Tina, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted an angel reading, if that's all right.
That's absolutely okay. Tina, where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, because I kind of hear a little bit of a southern twang in your voice, you know.
You do? Well, I'm really from New York.
Really?
I've been down here not too long, actually.
There's a little accent. Doesn't sound like New York, though.
No, I'm not picking
really?
Up New York. Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, I keep saying y'all a lot to try and lose my New Jersey accent, but it doesn't seem
to work.
Yeah,
but there's no way.
Yeah, no, I can't ever
Well, I guess nobody's picked up on mine because they say, are you from New York?
Oh, really? Well, I'm not picking up on it at all. I'm picking up on the southern.
I like the accent.
Yeah. Well, let's see what we've got here for you right now, okay?
Okay.
Let's take a quick look. All right, so this is the thing I'm going to tell you. There have been some things that have been going on in your life, but oddly enough, I'm kind of seeing a progression here. Things were going really good, is that correct, at one point? Correct?
Yes.
And steady progress is being made. And now what I'm getting here is that you've come to a decision recently, and it's a good decision. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, would you mind sharing with us what that decision is?
It's a book.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is you've come to a decision, and they're telling me the decision that you've come to is a positive one. It's the way you're supposed to go. It was the way it was intended to go. I also see that it's something that you're going to be focusing on a great deal. There's something else, though. I see that somebody's communicated with you in a way that made you look at things a lot differently. Is that true?
Like what?
Well, I feel like somebody's kind of, I'm going to put it this way. They communicated to you that things that you were thinking of doing or not doing didn't make sense and that you needed to go down a certain path and follow through. Is that true?
More spiritual or?
No, I just feel like there were some things that you were holding back. You weren't doing follow-through. It's almost like, you know how people start things and they never finish?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I finished my book. And I get it published.
Fantastic. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so... you're looking for to get it published. I'm going to tell you that I see a lot of optimism in that. I see that that what you're looking to have done is going to come to fruition. So that's a good thing. The other thing that I see is you're going to get to a point where you're thinking, uh-oh, it's not going to happen, and then bam, it's going to happen. And it's at that point it's going to happen so quick and so fast it's going to knock your socks off and you're not going to know what to do. Okay? And this is a good thing. Now, why am I getting the maternal mother figure hanging around you? What is that about?
Well, I don't know. I saw the Virgin Mary about over a week ago. She can.
Okay.
I have visions every once in a while when I get up in the morning and sit on the edge of my bed, and she came, when I closed my eyes, she came to me.
Beautiful.
Does that mean anything?
Well, I would say that's why I'm seeing the maternal mother figure around you.
Without
a doubt. Did she deliver a message to you? I think she did.
I didn't. She did. I didn't get it.
Let me ask you a question. What were you thinking about? There was something that was either in your mind or that you were dreaming about when she came to you. Do you recall what that was? I believe you do.
Oh, I really don't.
Were you thinking about the success of your book and the message?
I think it was probably my book.
Mm-hmm. I think it probably was, too.
In my mind all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that when she came to you, and again, please don't say yes unless this is accurate. What I'm sensing is that when she came to you, your biggest concern at that point was, you know, okay, I'm at this point now. Is it ever going to get read? Are people ever going to get the message that I'm trying to deliver here? And that was your biggest concern. And it was kind of at that point.
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I feel like. I feel like her coming to you was a spiritual message from God, literally letting you know that you need to keep moving forward and you need to get this book out there, and your words will be heard. Don't feel like they're not going to be heard. They are going to be heard, okay? And they are going to be read, and you need to keep pushing forward. Don't think because it's completed that you're done. That's just the beginning.
Okay.
That's just the beginning. And that's the message she's delivering. Do not give up. This was meant to be. This is being divinely guided.
Okay. Do you see it getting published? In the United States, I'm an older woman. Nobody, you know, even heard of me. And I was going to submit it to OBook in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get
a
good feeling about that?
I'm going to tell you I get an okay feeling about that. I'm going to suggest there's other sources that you can go to. I can't tell you what they are, but there are other sources that you can go to I know that there's other sources that will publish that book. I do not feel that you need to self-publish this book.
Well, I tried other ones. I wanted to go to Hayes House, but you can't get in there without an agent.
Then get an agent. Have you sent it to an agent to read?
No, I haven't, because I didn't know what they would charge.
It's not a question of what they're going to charge. What you do is you send out a query letter to several agents and let them know you have a completed manuscript and you would like to have it submitted to, you know, Hay. And if they are interested at all, they'll often ask you for a copy. And that would be the best situation you could ever be in, because when an agent delivers it to them, you have a much better chance of getting in. Now, there are ways to get into Hay without that, but I'm going to say that it is easier with an agent, but there are ways to get in without it. You have to search on the Internet. You will find somebody who will take it, I guarantee you. Have you searched every place you can search?
Just self-publishing. I'm almost 70.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
I know.
Get on the Internet and keep, and what I want you to do is I want you to search Hay Editor, Editor at Hay, okay? And because it's isn't it Hay House Publishing?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. So you're going to search Editor at Hay House, and then you're going to get an editor's name, and then you're going to search that name. All you need is you got to get yourself an email address, and then you're going to start working from that point out, okay?
Okay. Grandson has emailed him my book, and he's supposed to go over it for me, edit it. When do you think he'll ever finish it? He's going to start law school in September, but he's already been through 4 years of college, but now he's going for law.
Well, I've done a lot of editing of a lot of books over the years, and I can tell you that if he sits down and works on it, he could get it done in 3 or 4 days. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And ask him, and so this becomes a communication issue. You know, ask him, you know, can you need to get this out. Tell him I'm not getting any younger. Okay. And I want to get this out.
I just talked to him and he said, Grandma, I'm moving and then I've got to move again. They love, you know, to the dorm and
okay,
blah, blah,
so
blah. He had a bunch of excuses, so now I'm sitting like,
are
you
aren't somebody you? Else? Yeah. Do you have somebody else who can edit it?
No, I don't.
Mhm.
So I just, you know, hope he dance through for me.
What I will tell you is that if you could find somebody who can do it, great. Sometimes you can get somebody from the local college. I know that I know some writers who've used people to do just that, because there are some writers who never edit their, I mean, they edit their own work for content, but grammatically they're terrible. And so
yeah.
So I would suggest that you call the local college and let them know what you're looking for. A lot of times they can suggest somebody. And they work for almost nothing, okay?
Yeah, and you see my poetry doing well also.
I think the book's
going to be wonderful.
Okay. I see the book doing very well. I can tell you the poetry I can't say much about because I'm not getting a connection on that, but the book I am, and I do see that it's going to be very positively received. Okay, Tina?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All righty. I hope this has been helpful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
Bless you. You're just great.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for calling in. You have a really good evening, and do what I suggested, and then as soon as you get a publisher, let me know when it's coming out so we can all buy it, okay?
Okay, I will, and thank
okay.
you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. God bless. Take care. That was sweet. She wrote a book, and I bet you she has a very interesting message to
I bet.
It's a very interesting.
And I would imagine you could find somebody out there that would edit it for you.
Well, you can, and it's something that I took a writing class years ago and became very, very good friends with the teacher, who was a noted romance novelist, and she had written 17 books actually.
Wow.
So because of that, I started doing all the romance novel. They had contests all over the country. And then they were coming in from the UK and Canada. And it was a lot of fun. I had a great time going to their conventions and everything. It was just a blast. I had a lot of fun.
I love romance novels. They're so much fun.
I know.
It's just such
aren't
easy,
they?
Light reading.
You know, and I think that sometimes when people start to lose hope in a romantic relationship or a romantic, having a happy ending romantically, I think sometimes the romance novels, you know, they help you get you in the right frame of mind.
Well, it gives you hope.
You know, and that's, it's so funny you say that, because I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was saying, you know, without hope, we've got nothing.
Right.
Without hope, everybody needs hope, and if you lose your hope, you lose your desire to move forward. And
right.
Everybody has hope. See, that's the greatest thing. You know, we all have our spiritual source, you
right.
know, and whoever that is, for me, it's God and Jesus. And I know for you as well, for other people, it's Creator. But I'm going to tell you that don't ever give up hope, because when you give up hope, you're giving up on life, and you should never do that, because there is not only always hope. You know, if you keep moving forward, I guarantee you, you're taking control of your own life. Things are going to happen in a positive way. They really are. Okay, we'll be back in 2+2. And that was Dust in the Wind.
That was one of my favorite songs.
That was Special Request by Jessica, by Kansas.
Yes, Kansas.
Right? By Kansas.
Love
great, great
that song.
Yeah, brings you back to a time, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure
yeah.
does.
Okay, so I'm going to take another call. But before I do, I absolutely, positively have to play just one more,
right.
A little short.
Do a hard one. So
okay,
it's not
this
so
is a hard
to
one.
Guess.
Let's see if everyone can guess this one. Susie got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she got it.
Everybody, if you were thinking...
I Dream of Jeannie.
You would be correct.
We win $1 million.
Good job,
yeah.
Susie. You are, let me tell you, you're an expert on
She's
theme songs.
She's got it. She's
from the
got
70s.
It.
That's very, very good. I love that. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We are going to go ahead and take another caller. I believe we have Richard on the line. Hi, Richard. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, great. Thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay. Do you know, Richard, I was in Wisconsin and about a couple of years back, and I was going through, we were taking a motor home, and we spent the entire summer going through there and Michigan and some other places, and I couldn't find cheese.
Oh, yeah, there's actually a cheese factory about 10 miles from where I'm at.
See, that's I was serious. You know, Wisconsin is known as the cheese state, correct?
But I don't think there's just cheese laying on the sides of the street.
Well, I didn't think there was, but I couldn't find. I kept telling my daughters, "Well, we're going to go look at a cheese." I couldn't find a cheese factory, and I don't know. Maybe I was just looking in the wrong places. Could be.
Yeah, most of them are up in the north central part of the state.
Yeah, I probably wasn't in the right area. I kept looking for brochures. We'd stop at the little rest areas and look for brochures, and we finally ended up not doing anything with cheese in it, but we had a great time regardless. So that's what counts, right?
Yeah, I'm not from Wisconsin originally.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No, I actually grew up in Denver, but I was born in Van Nuys, California.
Oh, you grew up in Denver. That's interesting. Okay, Richard, what are you calling about today?
Well, I wanted to see was basically I had the only thing I could call it would be rebirth last February 14th. One of the big changes I did was I bought a guitar and I started learning to play it. And I wanted to see if you see that becoming a career.
Let me take a look here.
And also, do you see when I'm playing, there's a very strong feeling I'm being watched, and I've even had somebody touching my hand several times, and I even heard a single clap on three different occasions.
Wow. Well, first thing I want to ask you, Richard, I've got to ask this question because I just feel so strongly. Did you work with your hands prior to that?
Well, truck driver, I used to do a lot of having to unload and load the trucks.
Because for some reason, I'm just getting that you craft with your hands. So I can only assume that's associated then with the guitar playing because it's coming through really strong. And for some reason I felt that your creativity came through your hands prior to the guitar playing.
Yeah, I used to play the drums too.
Aha, okay. All right, so you are musically inclined. The other thing I want to tell you is that when you played the drums, how far did you go with that?
Played with some bands locally on a couple occasions, and they wanted me to join them, but I just never felt like doing it through the drums. I mean, I can play the drums real well, even professionally, but it just never drove me. I didn't feel like it expressed, I guess, what I really wanted.
Well, that makes sense. But I also feel like as part of this rebirth, you feel like people are getting soothed by your music. Is that correct?
Yeah, the people I hear my music on my guitar, they say that actually I sound a lot like Robin Trower.
Oh, beautiful. Fantastic. I want to tell you this. I see that the guitar is almost going to be an extension of you, and I see that you're going to play for many, many people. And I know you're asking if it's going to be – this sounds really kind of strange, but I have to say that I see that it's not just the guitar that's going to cause you to be delivering a message to people. It's more than that. It's a life-changing experience you had.
Yeah.
Does that ring a
bell?
And
it was sudden. It felt like, when I'm playing it, it feels like there's somebody sitting there telling me, do this and do that.
Mm-hmm. What happened to you to have this life-changing experience?
Well, I had, about 7 years earlier, I had had a bit of a heart condition came
mm-hmm.
up. I'm recovering almost fully now, but I just kind of was sitting around, and then just all of a sudden, overnight, I don't know, I just had the real strong feeling like it was time to change, time to start doing things, and
mm-hmm.
started to get on with life.
Did you feel almost as if the Holy Spirit came into your life?
Yeah, I'd say so. I even that particular night, I saw a woman's face. She was all clear, white mainly, with kind of pink and bluish, sparkly colors went through her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a guy's face, and I heard the guy say my name.
Wow, I think that you were also. It's funny because somebody else, an earlier caller, also had a visitor that came to her, and I think it's funny how our shows always seem to get themed, and it's divinely guided because we don't obviously theme it in that respect. But I think that you were kind of the fire was ignited in you. You know, that fire that's in your soul was ignited. And I think you are meant to not only share your gift of your ability to play, but there's more to it. And I don't know if you're holding back telling me, but there's more to it. Are there words that go with your music?
Yeah, I've been writing a little bit, you know. I feel I'll be sitting there playing, and all of a sudden I feel a need to sit there and write some of the lyrics down. One of the things was I was married. I've been divorced for 14 years, and my ex-wife had cheated on me, so that kind of affected me for a while.
Well, and that will affect you for a while, but it's important always, you know, it's so easy for me to say I know, but when a spouse cheats on us, it's not because we have a deficit, it's because they do, because we all
know.
Yeah,
she definitely has some self-esteem issues.
Of course.
We're still friends. I still love her, so, you know. I still see her every now and then with
you love her as a person, and I understand that. What I'm getting, the message that I'm getting, and it's very clear that your message is just not through the guitar. It's through your words as well, and you're supposed to be sharing a message with people. And that's what I see you doing in the future, okay? I do see you doing that. And I think that you need to also have the self-esteem to follow through on that, okay? Because you've
I've been working on it hard. I also wanted to see, do you see any special woman coming into my life?
As far as a female coming into your life, I see there's a woman who I see was a good friend, or who will be a good friend, and then it will turn into something more. And this female, she's just very understanding of you and who you are. She's very patient. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. And it's not that you're not an easy man to live with, but you like things a certain way in your life, correct?
Yeah, I can be. I can be pretty stubborn on certain things, you know.
Yeah. That's coming through. And you need a unique woman who's flexible to give you your way but not lose herself in the process. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, strong.
Okay.
I would assume she'd have to be kind of on the stronger side.
That's exactly right, and she will definitely. But I see it starting more as a friendship, almost as a friendship that grows. And I see that taking, I'm not going to tell you I see it happening tomorrow. I see it building over a 12-month period, and then it'll actually bloom into something more. And I think that's the best kind of relationship you can have, is where you're friends first, because you truly appreciate each other for who and what you are, you know. And again, she's a unique individual, because she will not lose herself, because you also have a strong personality. And if she doesn't have a strong personality, she's in trouble, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I've actually had some internet connection with a little bit with this one lady. She's an actress. Not
Does
real well known,
but hair?
she's been successful through her career.
Okay, this woman that I'm seeing has blonde hair.
Yeah, she's blonde.
Okay.
Blonde, about 5'4".
Okay. I see you're on the money there. And I see that she wears contacts and also glasses.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen her in any of her pictures wearing glasses or anything, but
you don't know about pictures. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I see that that's one direction that you can go in. But again, I see a friendship starting out first. Okay, and that's critical. For you, it has to be a friendship first, because if it doesn't start out that way, it won't turn into anything better, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Richard, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. You have a very good night. Well, that was a nice man. It's our theme tonight. I guess our callers that are calling in have been sent to us, have had visitors. Spiritual guides.
That's
the Virgin
neat.
Mary. I mean, that's just amazing.
I've never experienced that myself.
Really?
No.
Never had a visitor come to
I
you?
I never have.
Well, you know, I have the angels, of course. But,
right.
I would hear them. I didn't start seeing them for many years. It took many years before I actually saw them, you know. And as you know, sometimes when we're, you know, when I do a reading, sometimes I kind of look.
You do.
I look up and off to, because that's where they are. It's kind of weird when you first see them.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I think if it's not, it takes you aback. You're like, oh, what the heck? So it's kind of neat and kind of fun at the same time. Okay, I'm going to do another theme song here, because
uh-huh.
It's just so much fun. And this is one of our favorites, because we talked about this when we heard it today. We said this is one we both liked growing up. You ready? Here we go.
Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It is run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction. And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
I love that, of course. Susie
got
it.
You got it. Petticoat Junction.
There you go, Petticoat Junction. You know, I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
I know, we talked about that earlier, and I don't really understand why.
I don't think my mom really knew what the show was about. She just saw them all sneak, you know, as they look over the water tower.
Well, yeah, because they were bathing, I guess.
Yeah, and that was like, well, you can't watch that. That's
oh, that's so funny. Because it was a really innocent show.
I know. I just love the song. I used to love the song. I thought it was really great.
Oh, and I liked it all. I mean, because the girls were all pretty, and they just had all these things happen. Honestly, I don't really remember the show.
Yeah.
What actually happened on the show.
I love the song. I love the song.
Well,
I
like
the
song.
Was good, you know? The songs from those shows, it was just it seemed like such a simpler time, you know?
Well, and they were innocent shows with a nice
with
theme.
Nice morals.
You know, a
yeah.
family theme. Or some of the shows now, you know, oh, my goodness.
Well, I know. Oh, it makes your toes curl.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really does. You know, and I have to say something here, because I see in the chat room, Dolly was asking us, or asking me, what does an angel look like? And
that is a good question.
You know, it's funny. I see angels, and it's kind of hard to explain. They're glowing. They're very federal looking, you know.
I mean, do they look like people?
Their faces aren't clearly defined.
Really?
No, it's like this huge positive ball of energy. You can see like a long flowing garment. You can see almost the wings, but it's almost like looking through glasses with Vaseline on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of how I see them. And I've heard other people describe them in great detail. And I've heard others just describe them as almost a mist, but yet they know exactly what they are. And I think for each person it's different. But
now I wonder, you know, you have this experience. Obviously, a lot of the listeners have had this experience, and I've never, ever experienced it myself, and I would love to.
I think it's something you have to invite into your life and let them know that you're not going to be afraid, because I think that's one of the reasons that they don't. And then I think sometimes, because I think they don't want to, it would be
freak
frightening.
You out, yeah.
Let's face it, you wake up and there's, the Virgin Mary sitting at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, that might freak me out a little
well,
bit.
Well, you know what I'm saying? So if you invite it into your life, let them know, because angels are there as messengers and they're there to serve, and that's what they're there, to help us. You know, they've been sent by God, and that's kind of neat, you know. So if you invite it into your life, I think it could really happen. And forgive me, I think it wasn't Dolly who asked that question. I think it was Susie Q. So my apologies there. And I think we forgot tonight to mention some of the secrets women keep from men.
Well, I think that's important.
I think that's
very
important.
Can't just show one side.
I think that's really important. So,
because I guarantee you there's a lot of secrets that women...
Oh, there's a whole lot of secrets. Now, I'm going to tell you that the secrets that I combed through were taken directly from a site where women were asked to place the secrets that they keep from men onto this site. And they listed them here, and there's many of them. So these actually come from women. And I think it's interesting, because I think for a lot of us, we want to know if, you know, I read these and I think yes for me or no for me, but I'm curious to what our listeners think and what you think.
Yeah.
So number one, when we get whistled at in the street, we feel uncomfortable and we'll always roll our eyes. But the truth is, we're flattered, and we'd be really sad if it didn't happen.
That's probably true.
That's absolutely true. You always act like you're embarrassed, but it's really fake because you love it. Right? It's true, okay. This is number two. We never grow old with our fascination of pop stars. A guy can be completely ordinary looking, but we will fancy him if he's in a band.
You know, I have always wanted to date a rock star.
I don't know. Do you know, I remember you and I had taken our daughters, over to, what was it? It was the 4th of July. Remember when we were doing 4th of July at my house?
Yes,
and
yes.
We went as a whole group, and we went over to look at the band over where they were doing the fireworks. And there was the weatherman from Channel, I don't know, whatever.
Channel
He's
9.
A radio show or something, wasn't he? Yeah.
No, he's a weatherman from Channel 9 or whatever, he's a cutie.
Well,
but
we're standing there watching him, and I remember turning to you saying, I don't know what it is about a guy in a band, but
they strap on a guitar and start to sing, and
really,
you take this ugly, ordinary-looking guy, and he turns into something
That's
unbelievable.
Like, wow, right?
Just look
what
at Mick Jagger, okay? Come on.
I know. Well, you know who I love is Bret Michael. Bret Michael?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I don't know why. I don't know why, just something about
I'm
him.
A Bon Jovi fan myself.
By the way, Richard, I hope you're listening to this. You called in. See, you're going to be absolutely, the girls are going to go crazy
for you.
There
you go.
Now, this is something else they say. They say when we look through your Facebook photos, we are looking to see how pretty or ugly your ex-girlfriends are. I would say that's probably
that's true.
Okay. And then when we look through your Facebook photos a lot, we hope you haven't downloaded anything that reveals who looks at them the most. Because, you know, there's those problems.
Wouldn't that be horrible?
That would be kind of embarrassing, right, if you were, you know.
Because, you know, sometimes you just go into somebody's Facebook and look at their pictures, and you're not
really
stalking them or anything. You're just curious.
But it could look that way, couldn't it? It could be kind of, creepy.
And
that's
I don't
true.
Necessarily want them to know I'm looking at them.
Right. Okay, so here we go. They say stop trying to understand how a female's mind works, because we don't even understand how our mind works.
Well, that's fact.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the next one is we are constantly changing our minds, and we reserve the right to do so.
Right.
Okay, I don't think there's anyone who denies
that's
that.
Women, yes.
Okay. this is kind of funny. We say we're not manipulative because we're really good at being manipulative. I don't think we're manipulative at all, are we?
We probably are.
I think women do know how to manipulate. I think women manipulate using head games, even though I don't think they mean to.
Right.
But I think it's just come second nature. Is that wrong to say? I don't think we mean to, but I think that we definitely have the ability to do that. I think our mothers taught us that.
Well, right, because they want you in control.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, this person says snoring will cost a man sex.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. I mean,
because
you know.
I snore like unbelievableness.
Maybe it costs you.
That's a possibility.
Women say that men's feet really disturb them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I have a foot thing anyway.
Well, yeah. But you want to know something? I don't think my husband's feet disturb me too.
Okay.
And he knows it.
Because you know they're big feet and they can be feet and smelly. That really describes his feet.
My husband's feet are, I keep telling him, has he seen an orthopedic doctor for those things? And I tease him. But, yeah, I don't know. It's because they're not dainty feet like female feet.
Well, right,
dainty, you know. Okay, now this one says we shave our toes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, but that's okay.
But you do,
I
don't
do.
You?
Sure, let's just bring this out on the air.
Oh, see, I don't because I'm blonde.
You're
so
blonde. I have dark hair, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sadly,
yeah.
I have shaved my big toe before.
Yeah, well, see, I've
like
never...
an ape woman, okay?
Yep. I think everybody who has darker hair, you know,
right.
I know, right? And this is a secret that if you haven't noticed, every female has a rogue hair that needs regular plucking. That is absolutely true, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And almost every female has gone through a phase of having to wax or bleach a mustache that does or doesn't exist, right? Okay.
See, those are the secrets that you don't want men to know.
I know.
Which now
is
you're
why.
Blabbing it all across the universe.
Well, I know. You know, that's the truth. I am.
Yep.
I'm wondering that. See, these are the highly guarded
secrets. See, men
secrets.
Are out there going, ew.
Right. And by the way, Dolly, I agree. I do think that we don't consider it so much manipulation. It's more preservation of protecting our home and our children, as she says in the chat room. I would agree with you. I would agree with you there. Now, this is another secret that women keep from men. We envy you for being able to eat more than us and not get fat. And by envy, we mean occasionally hate.
Yes, we hate you for that.
We really would like you to gain weight as easily as we do, because we would.
And then they lose weight so easily, too.
That's right. You know, isn't
that's
it amazing?
Horrible. That's not fair.
Fair. You know, I think men have a naturally faster metabolism.
Well, they
so that's
do.
Probably, you know, one of the reasons. And then, of course, we've got the, they say, yes, we've got nice eyes, blah, blah, blah. What we really are desperate for you to compliment is our skin and our necks.
Yes.
Yeah. And
our necks.
True. I don't know about necks. I mean, you know, oh, you have a lovely neck. Yeah, okay, that's, you know, no.
Yeah, pretty skin, yes. Pretty
right,
hair,
exactly.
Yes. My neck. Gee, you have a great neck.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't
matter
to me. No, not at all. But, okay, how about this one? It says, we are even more desperate for you to write poems about us. And I think, now the truth is, I know one of the people in our chat room, I'm sorry, I was reading a chat room comment just now, and I have to read it out loud. It says that, except we lose it in our boobs first, which is so unfair.
That's true.
Both to us and to our male
counterparts.
Some of
us can't afford that either.
That's right. When we lose weight, we lose it, you know, our breasts tend to shrink down. You know, the truth is there's listeners in our chat room, Grace and Jay, and he wrote her a love song, and he composed the music.
Sweet. How romantic is that?
It was so romantic, and not only did he write it, but he was kind enough to sing it and play it on the show
awesome.
Last week, and that was so, so nice. I mean, what girl wouldn't melt for
that is every
like
girl's
that?
Fantasy to have a guy write a song about
write
them.
Write a song about them, you know, and it doesn't say, hey, you look like that because you're so fat. See, that would be me. But a nice, lovely song would be, like, really, really great. All right, so you know what we're going to do right now is we've got to do this because this is another one that Jessica loved growing up, and I just couldn't get into, but I've just got to play this one. It's a theme song from one of the shows. that that played during the 70s. Okay, so now the question is, do you know what that is from?
I definitely do, because that was a show that I used to watch, Sanford and Son.
Yay, Sanford and Son. And that was with, what was his
Red
name?
Fox.
Red Fox, that was it, yeah, yeah.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away. He was in trouble for some tax evasion a little while back, and quite a while back, and then he passed away. I remember reading that, so
I don't remember reading that. Some of these people that were in shows years ago, and I always think, are they still alive? Because you haven't seen them in anything else, so you don't really know.
I'm a little slightly trivia queen, so when it comes to
you
TV
are, you
like
seem
that,
to know about these people.
I don't know how I know about these people. I'm going to tell you why, because from the time People magazine came out, we always got it.
Ah.
And I think if you read People magazine from cover to cover,
then you'll know.
Then you pretty much know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
It's true.
I learned
about planking from People magazine, I think.
Which is, I learned this weekend from your daughter.
At the beach, yeah.
Yeah. Our daughters were planking, and I'm like, what is that?
Because the goal of planking is to take your picture of yourself planking in all different places. Now, let me tell you what planking is if you don't know what planking is, because it's kind of weird. It's not something odd. Planking is where you lay on your stomach, okay, and you are as straight as a board, and you just lay there perfectly still. And they've had newscasters planking on their desks on the evening news. Yeah, really funny. And just so you all know, because my kids were so surprised that I even knew this, they were shocked I knew planking. But then when I told them the other day that owling is the new planking, my daughter's like, no, how do you know that? I heard about it, but I didn't think it was real.
What is owling?
And it's when you kind of crouch down in like a position, like almost like a squatting position, and stand perfectly still like an owl would. Have you ever seen an owl?
Why would anyone want to do that?
Why would anyone want to plank? I don't have all the answers. This one has not come to me, but I think it would be kind of interesting to find out because I really have no idea.
It's really odd. Some of the things that these kids come up with, planking. Is that planking like plankton?
You gotta wonder. Well, we're gonna take another caller in just a second, and I want to let everyone know if you want to get a private reading with me, just go to my website www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com, or you can call my toll free number at 1-800-375-3446. And we're gonna go ahead and take another caller right now, and I believe her name is Pam. Hi, Pam. You're on live. How can we help you today?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Fine. I was told I could get a little reading.
Well, that is absolutely true, and I'd love to do a reading for you. So tell me, where are you calling from, Pam?
Mississippi.
Mississippi. It's hot in Mississippi now, isn't it?
Very hot.
I know.
Like in the high 90s, it's averaging. It's gotten over 100.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All righty. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, I'm not going to ask you anything. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm trying to figure out why I'm being shown this. Okay. I've got to ask you about a confidence that you have recently. Something happened to kind of chip away at your self-confidence recently. Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And this has caused you to kind of, I don't want to say stumble, but it's really started you to start questioning yourself and what you were thinking and why you made certain choices, et cetera, et cetera. Is this true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And now I've got to ask this other question. Where does a child come into the picture?
My granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
I'm raising her.
Okay. Is this where some of the confidence level is lacking for you, maybe?
Oh, gosh. If I had it in all areas, I think the most, though, is not so much with her
mm-hmm.
as with my choice to stay where I'm at.
Okay. And you're concerned, are you concerned that that was a bad choice?
I just don't know where it's going.
Well, here's the thing I do have to tell you, okay? And again, I'm going to tell you what I see because that's all I can
sure.
tell you. I see that, you know, you are being watched out over. You're a very faithful woman, and that's important. And you know that as well as I do, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But there's this I need to say. I see that there's a travel plan coming up for you in the near future. Have you anticipated this?
I actually had a real good one that got canceled, so we're trying to plan another one, yeah.
Okay, that is going to happen, okay? You are going to do this travel. I see that there's going to be a little pause interjected there. I don't know why, a pause or a retreat, but then it's going to happen and things are going to go well. I can see you're very concerned with some choices you've made, but I'm going to tell you to keep your faith because I see that those choices are going to be triumphant for you. In other words, you're doing the right thing because you made those choices based on the right decision. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm being told that's okay. And things are a little uncertain now. It's almost like you're standing on thin ice and you're not sure where to step because it's thin ice and you're a little concerned. But
mm-hmm.
I see that there's going to be steady progress there. So don't worry. It's not going to come all at once, okay? It's not going to come all at once, but there will be continual steady progress where all of a sudden you're like, okay, I feel like I can breathe again. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a good thing. The other thing that I'm seeing here is you're not one to take things sitting down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have a tendency to make sure that what's fair is fair and what's not fair is not fair. You will fight for what you deserve. And I also see that have you recently perhaps spoken up about something that you were a little concerned that might have gotten you in trouble for speaking up about?
A lot of things lately. I think I don't say enough, and when I do that I've kept in, I say it all, and I think it
right.
probably does get me in trouble.
I think it does, and here's the reason why. One of the things that you have to do is to remember that when you're holding it in and keeping it in because you don't want to offend people and you don't want to cause trouble and you want smooth sailing, et cetera, the other problem is by holding it in all that much, the end result is when it finally does come out, it comes out as a big explosion, you know, and you don't want it to come out as a big explosion because then it's hard to talk calmly and rationally about things and people get offended. So my suggestion is, and what they're showing me, is to don't be afraid to give your opinion, because if you give your opinion and how you feel with love and with compassion, then it will be received the way it is presented, okay? Okay, so give your message with love, compassion, and integrity. And regardless of how that message is going to be received in your eyes, you don't have to worry because you'll have nothing to feel guilty about. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't have that pent-up stuff that happens all the time.
Okay. I'm just so baffled that you think that this is to stay here?
I think that for a short time you... What's that? I'm sorry?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I feel that for a short time you are going to stay where you are.
But I will stay here? Just a short time, or will I stay here?
No, I think you're only going to be there a short time. And then I see a move is coming, because I do not see that you're going to stay where you are for the long term at all.
I'm going to be okay, though.
Oh, you're going to be absolutely fine. It's going to be a move for the better. But for right now, you're staying where you are for right now.
Okay.
But that won't be for long, okay?
Okay.
It is not for the long term. Your location will absolutely change, okay?
Okay.
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 All righty. Has this been helpful?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, and God bless you, because I know it's not easy to raise a child in these times, and you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you now. She's a very sweet woman.
Yeah,
very sweet woman.
Oh, it's tough enough raising your own kids, let alone raising your grandkids.
Isn't it, though? It's so hard. It's never easy, and you always try to do the best thing that you can, and,
right.
and you're never sure, you know, is it the right thing, is it the wrong thing? All you could do is just do your best, and then the rest is whatever the rest is. Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to be back in just 2 minutes, and when we do, we're going to do our drawing for our email reading.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back. love. I like Taylor Swift. She's got pretty music, pretty songs, words you can understand.
I know, isn't that crazy?
It's so nice. Well, you know what time it is. It is time to go to our rusty, very hard to open mailbox and pull out our emails. Let's see. We're going to do a quick game of rock, paper, scissors to see who's going to go down and do it. Rock, paper, scissors, go.
Oh, no.
Both rock. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. You know what? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, yes, I win.
I have lost like 3 weeks in a row.
I know. You know, don't play that with the
psychic. Because you keep doing rock and paper. That's all you do.
You get to go down and open the rusty old mailbox. Oh, you just got to love it, don't you? You just got to love it. Okay, all righty. So go ahead, and we've got a stack of them here. I'll let you read, and pick your, just grab and pick one.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. This is from Cynthia from Cedar Bluff, Alabama. She writes, "Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica, love the show. Look forward to it every week. I listened to your show about signs that your man may be cheating. I realized I truly did have something to worry about. Normally, he always left his cell phone laying around, but lately he has been working late and the cell phone never leaves his side. I checked the cell phone and there's a girl's name and number that he has called or received calls from over 60 times in the last 2 weeks, but no texts. What should I do?"
Well, I think the first thing I would do is just call the morgue and when he's sleeping and tell him that you think he's passed. No, I'm only kidding, Cynthia. Of course I wouldn't do that because it's not legal. But seriously, obviously you have felt that there have been some changes in his behaviors and his patterns. And according to this, you think that...
60 texts, that's a lot.
Yeah, 60 texts, and he's working late. Now, again... You know, the next question would be, is this a name, this female's name, is it somebody that he works with, or is this a name he's never mentioned before? If he's never mentioned it before, could
right.
be an issue. I know that sometimes when I'm working on a marketing project with one of the big companies that I've worked with in the past, we can send a ton of texts or phone calls back and forth. But what I'm sensing here is this is somebody, a name you've never heard before, and because of his behavior and his patterns of behavior have changed, that, you know, obviously, yeah, there is some room for concern. So I think what should happen next is a sit down and a conversation and ask him straight out what's going on, why suddenly then late nights, why, and then if he doesn't, you know, explain it in a way that you feel is 100% explainable and doesn't make sense, then I would mention the person's name and say, okay, well, who is so-and-so? And just let him sit there and be caught like a deer in headlights.
Right.
And I don't want you to think immediately that something's going on.
Because you never know.
You never know. Again, if, you know, I have a dear friend by the name of Ed who I talk to a lot when I was working on a project with him. And there was nothing going on. He's a happily married man. I'm a happily married woman. But during that time, there were a lot of messages going back. But, of course, my husband knew I was working on a project with one of these
right.
companies.
So it was all out in the open.
So it was all out in the open. And there was nothing inappropriate going on. But had somebody taken my cell phone, they'd be like, well, who is this guy?
Yes.
You're
who
calling
is this person
you've right.
talked to
exactly.
50 times?
So what I would say is ask some questions. You may be worrying for nothing. But, you know, that's what communication is for.
Right.
So before you jump the gun, before you make accusations, look into it a little bit, find out who this girl is, and sit down and have some communication with him. It may not be quite what you think. Like, for some reason, I'm sensing it's not quite what you think, which is a good thing in your case. So good luck with that. And if you get a chance, Cynthia, get back to us. Let us know how
yeah,
it worked
I'd like
out.
To know what happened.
I'm telling you, my sensors are not telling me that he's in a
well, that would make me suspicious.
It absolutely would.
You know,
it
once they start
would.
Working late and, you know, there's keeping their cell phone so close at hand.
It does. It certainly absolutely makes you wonder.
Yeah.
But I, for whatever reason, I don't know why, Cynthia, I'm not getting that kind of energy connected to him. So
good.
Definitely sit down and have a communication with him. Okay, I'm going to take one here. Dear Dr. Jenny and Jessica, I am a 48-year-old male with erectile dysfunction. I have diabetes, and this is what causes the problem. My new girlfriend says she is okay with me, only being able to satisfy her when I take the little blue pill in parentheses. Do you think she's just saying that, or do you think she means it? I am concerned she will leave when she realizes I can only perform when I have to take the pill. And this is from Tim C. from Sedona. Okay, Tim, this is what I'm going to say to you. She's entering into a relationship with you knowing fully in advance that this is the situation. You are not alone in this situation, and people with diabetes and neuropathy often will suffer from erectile dysfunction,
right,
so it's not unusual.
Problem.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why we have those wonderful little blue pills. And if that helps you achieve what you need to achieve so that you can satisfy both you and her, I think that's a wonderful thing. And the fact that this isn't coming out later, it's coming out now, and you're in a new relationship, and she's accepting it for what it's worth, God bless her. I think you've got a very bright, intelligent woman there, because the reality is the most important thing in a relationship is companionship. And, you know, we all know that sexual intimacy is important, but that does tend to fade as we go on in a relationship, and what really counts is our communication. And do we laugh together, and do you have fun, and those types of things. And so if you're having that kind of relationship with her, I think that she's a very lucky woman indeed, and it sounds like she's really smart and recognizes that too. So congratulations on finding a great gal. So there you go. So good for you, Tim C. We're happy for you. Now let's go ahead and put these that we've read in the big box with all the others. And then
it's more like a giant tub now.
I know, it's a huge, very large. But remember, folks, when you send an email in to us through drginny.com, that email comes to us, and then we put you in the drawing, and you never come out until we actually draw your name. Okay, so here we go. I'm going in, reaching, circling, shoveling them, and I'm pulling one out. Okay, and I have here the winner of this week's free 30-minute drawing is Leslie P, that's P as in Paul, from Akron, Ohio. So Leslie,
yay,
you'll
Leslie.
Be getting, yes,
yay.
Yay, Leslie, good for you. You will be getting an email from us. You will be getting that tomorrow morning, and we will set up a time that's convenient for you to have your private one-on-one consultation with me. Folks, we are coming to an end of another wonderful Christian Psychic Cafe. We've really, really enjoyed it, and I'm thanking you all again, as always, for listening, because we do this because you take the time to listen to us. We love what we do. We have a lot of fun bringing you our little show here on Wednesday nights, and we hope you continue to listen and continue to call in with your questions and getting your mini readings. Please tune in next Wednesday night. We'll be live again at 8 p.m., taking lots of calls, as always. And we hope you all have a blessed, safe week, and come back to the Christian Psychic Cafe, because we love having you here.
Hey, and thanks, Susie, for all your help.
Susie, you rock. Thank you so much for being in the chat room and doing all that you do. You are awesome. We'll talk to you all soon now. Good night.